Okay, come. Let's get closer over here, okay? Okay? All right, how many of you have gone to the mountains this summer? Or you plan to go to the mountains? Or maybe you'll think about going to the mountains this summer? Anybody? Well, I just came down from the mountains. It's a really nice place to be. 8,000 feet up there in pine trees and fir trees, and there's so many beautiful things up there. And, you know, I think of it as God's garden up there because everything's so perfect and happy. All the animals, the birds are happy. The big osprey came down and was grabbing fish and taking it up to his nest. And the deer, they just go wander around. They eat here. Then they lie in the bushes. And the bear, well, I'll tell you about the bear. I didn't see the bear. But he got into the trash can. We're not talking a little trash can. We're talking about those big dumpsters. You know, those big metal dumpsters with big metal lids. And they've got these chains that latch them shut so the bear can't get in. And you know what? There was one chain that was not welded in the right spot, so it didn't latch. And the other chain had a hook on it, but the hook was broken, so it didn't close all the way. And you know what the bear did? He went to the corner where that chain, there's six latches on that trash can, but he went to the corner where those two were not latched, and he took the edge of that heavy metal, and he bent it up. And he just bent it. And then he got all the trash, I don't even know how he got up there and got all the trash out and made a big mess. And I went and tried to bend that, and I couldn't bend it. Those bears are strong. But you know what? We have visitors at our house now, and one of them is from Burma. Have any of you heard of Burma or Myanmar? Myanmar, anybody? Do you know, we know people from Thailand, right? You're from Thailand, you're from Philippines, you're from India and Pakistan and China. You know people from China? We know all the people around there, but we don't hear too much from Burma. You know why? Because the people in Burma, the children in Burma, they're not very free over there. They can't always talk what they want to say, and it's very restrictive. And if they're Buddhist over there, and if you're not Buddhist, you can't just go worship in church. It's very difficult. In fact, it's getting even difficult now. In fact, if they want to sing in church, they have to close all the windows and doors so nobody can hear them. And the children, sometimes they can't finish school when they want to, because they have to go work and they can't travel a lot. That's why we don't hear a lot from there. So they're not very free over there. But you know what? God loves freedom, doesn't he? And he wants us to be warriors of freedom. How do we become warriors of freedom? Do you have any ideas? You know how we can? In the Bible, in Isaiah 58, it tells us how to be warriors of freedom. It says, loose the bonds of wickedness, let the oppressed go free, undo the heavy burdens, help the people so they're happy. So if you see somebody who's not happy, who's struggling, help them. It says, if they're hungry, to feed them, and not just give them food. You know what the Bible says? It says, extend your soul to the hungry. That means, like, try to help them in any way that you can. Don't just give them food. And clothe those who need clothing. And you know what else it says? How we can be warriors of freedom? It says, call the Sabbath a delight. And turn away your foot from doing your own pleasure on the Sabbath and call it a delight and rejoice in the Sabbath. And we were learning that in Sabbath school today, to be happy and rejoice in the Sabbath. Why does it say that? How comes that's equated with being a warrior of freedom? You know why? Because the Sabbath is really important. Because not only does God tell us how to be warriors of freedom, but the way that we really find out what to do every day, and especially on the Sabbath, is we talk with God, right? We talk with God and we ask him, and that's how we can know how to even be warriors of freedom. And it says, yet they seek me daily and to delight to know my ways. They ask me of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching God. And what better way to do it on the Sabbath? When we come to God and we can ask him what we can do to be warriors of freedom, okay? And you know what he'll do? What will he do with those who are warriors of freedom? It says, I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth. What does that remind you of? The high hills of the earth. Does that remind you of, reminds me of being up 8,000 feet, up in those mountains in the high hills where everything is so happy up there. And it says he'll feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father. You'll be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. You know what God wants to do? He wants to restore freedom to everybody. And he wants to take us and put us into his garden. Someday, if we're warriors of freedom here, someday he's going to take us and he's going to restore us back to like the Garden of Eden where Adam and Eve were. And everything was beautiful and the animals were all friendly. That's what he wants to do. So how can we be warriors of freedom? We can spend time with God on Sabbath and ask him, pray and ask him what you can do, because we can't go to Burma. It's too far away. And you know, they don't let visitors in very easily. So we need to do what we can do here and now, okay? So look around at people that are, if somebody at school is being treated unfairly, maybe even your friends are treating them unfairly, make sure you stand up for what's right, okay? Even if it means you might lose your friends, you stand up for right and you do what's right. And that's how we can be warriors of justice, okay? And freedom, all right? So we can pray every day. So let's have a prayer. Dearest Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for the beauty and the freedom that you want us all to have. And we pray that you will help us each day to come to you and to learn ways that we can do right, and that we can help your cause for justice and freedom in the world, and to loose the bonds of slavery that we see around us. We thank you so much. In your name we pray. Amen. Okay, can you help offering here?